This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
All right, here we go. Welcome, welcome. Wake up, everybody. Here we go. A little Taz and Moose action. I am Taz. Moose on vacation until next week. Got AB sitting in, filling in, guest hosting, co-hosting, I should say, with yours truly, Andrew Bogus. We'll get to him in a second. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We got a pack-filled show, but first I want you to know that we are coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studio, National Mortgage Lending. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. If you'd like to call the show, that's a very simple process.
Attention, hotline fans.
855-212-4227. That's at 855-212-4227. So, and we are also live across the United States, these great United States, with our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. So thank you for listening there. We appreciate it. Or maybe on Sirius XM, channel 206. That's the home for CBS Sports Radio. You can hear all the great programs here on CBS Sports Radio if you have Sirius XM on 206 and on Sirius XM, channel 206 on the app, that is. So, yeah, I was fixing to kick the show off, AB, talking some. And by the way, hello, AB.
Taz, good morning. I'm going to need you to do me a favor.
Yeah, what's
and
up?
And be at like a 7 today as opposed to your normal, like, 22. I'm a little tired.
What do you mean? What do you mean by energy level?
Yeah, I pulled the moose last night. I went home from this show, took a little bit of a nap, went back out. Mm. Now, Moose normally goes to work at night here in New York.
Right.
I didn't go to work, went and had some fun, was up unquestionably too late, went home, took another nap, wasn't actual full-on sleep.
Right.
And now I'm here today, and I'm not as tough as Moose, as evidenced by my lack of a Moose-like nickname.
Right. Well, yeah, you don't have that.
So, yeah, if you could just keep it down a little bit, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So we have big news at the NBA overnight. Great talking to you, buddy, AB. I'll try to keep it down, but I can't help. My energy level's there. I was fixing to get into the All-Star game right away out of the box here, but we're not going to do that, my friend. We got to get into this news that kind of dropped, some scuttlebutt that dropped overnight, probably around 3 a.m. Eastern-ish, I believe, from the folks at Yahoo Sports. I'm going to mess his name up. Shams Charanian. Help me out here, Mikey B. Come on. Give it to me. Shams
Charania.
Charania. Okay. Reporting on Twitter. Now, he's from Yahoo Sports. That DeMar DeRozan's probably going to be headed to San Antonio. There's a trade in place where Kawhi goes to Toronto. So here
Kawhi
we go.
Kawhi not.
Yes. Kawhi not. So, and then we had Woj basically saying kind of like a few minutes after that. I don't know what was better, the story about Kawhi going to Toronto and DeRozan going to San Antonio with other components in place, which we don't know those yet. Or I don't know what was better, that or the stuff that Woj and this guy Shams, and Shams used to work for Woj at Yahoo, trying to outdo each other, which is pretty interesting. At 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern. Which I thought was funny.
Woken up from sleep.
I know, right?
Their phones are buzzing.
Crazy.
Racing to the send button.
That's what these guys do. But and league sources tell ESPN Chris Haynes also. He's saying that Kawhi doesn't want to go to the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
So, which it doesn't really matter what Kawhi wants at this point. It's not going to really hold much water. This is pretty interesting stuff, my friend.
So we've got now an angry DeMar DeRozan, too, on top of all of this.
Yes, we do.
My sources, which are DeMar's Instagram account.
I was just watching it before we went on the air, my friend. Yes.
He's been let down by the Raptors. I mean, he's in very early stage. I think this is going to be the third year of a five-year contract worth $27 million annually. So there's a commitment. There maybe was a recent conversation. Because don't forget, too, was it over the weekend where he, like, cleared out all of his social media and everyone? That was the beginning of the Spurs-Raptors connection. So maybe between then and yesterday, somebody in Toronto's front office said, hey, don't worry, we're not trading you. And now he's being traded, so he's angry. He goes, and Kawhi goes to a place where he doesn't want to go to. So I'm sure he's not all that happy. When yesterday afternoon the story was, Kawhi might actually go to this Team USA
mini training
thing.
Popovich is there,
the head coach, maybe that's the beginning of him showing off that he's physically okay.
That was the idea. Apparently, Kawhi wanted to go and show everybody, hey, I'm good to go. My quad's okay, and then this happens.
A quick question, Kawhi. Where shouldn't we trade you? Oh, Toronto? Okay, we're not going to trade you there. But, we trade you to the Toronto, so welcome
apparently,
back.
Apparently, Saskatchewan has a new NBA team. You're going there, Kawhi. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
We're trading you to the Vancouver Grizzlies. They don't exist anymore, but we're trading you to Vancouver.
So, to your point, AB, and Amy Lawrence, she tipped us off too, but she was on the air nationally here on CBS Sports Radio before, so she got to kind of break this news as this news break as she was on the air live across our great country on CBS Sports Radio, and Amy was saying, hey, take a look at the Instagram, which we did, the IG story from DeMar DeRozan. He's got 2.2 million followers, by the way, and he's got no posts yet, but what he has on that Instagram, folks, is his story. So if those that aren't familiar with Instagram, if you click like the avatar, the picture of the person, or that little circle picture, you can see, and it comes up quick and it flashes by. And what it says is, it's going by very quick. Let me have to do it again. But it basically says, outcome, I can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quicker. It went by so quick. So you'll understand soon. It's tough to read it because if you know about Instagram, it goes by very quick. So basically what he's saying is, that there's no loyalty in the game and stuff like that, and they'll sell you out. So, and you'll see what he means real soon. That's what DeMar DeRozan is putting on his social media. Quick, when you do stuff like that on IG, AB, it's quick. It flashes by. It's not a photo post. It's just his.
His
story.
Yeah.
So he's not happy.
No,
he's not going to be happy. Kawhi's not going to be happy. I got to tell you, that's to me is what is. For me, anyway, what is the crux of this? It's bigger than the players going to a certain team. And I've talked about that before on the air here on our program. Moose and I have talked about it a lot. And I'm from the elk of I believe that if someone's not happy someplace, like, for example, San Antonio Spurs, they offered, Kawhi the farm, right? Whatever it was, a Supermax deal. Right, it was north of $200 million.
They could. I don't know if they ever actually offered it, but they could offer it.
But it was something, he turned down something like, it was up north of $212 million, if I remember correctly. Whatever it was, somewhere in that yep. crazy number, right? And Kawhi, doesn't want to be there. So if someone doesn't want to play for a certain team or be with a certain club or work at a certain job and you're going to force them via contract to stay or what, I'm not saying that's the case with Kawhi, but like you're hearing this about DeRozan. He doesn't want to leave Toronto. He doesn't want to go to San Antonio. That's going to be the whole thing today. You're going to hear both of these players, like you and I, Andrew, just talking about. These guys don't want to go to these places they're going to go to. To me, that's the biggest problem because you're going to lack that passion and potentially that work ethic out of these guys. I know they're both great players. Kawhi is definitely a household name. Stud, super stud. Where these guys are great. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. They're gonna score points. They're ballers. I got it. But if you're not happy where you are, and you're almost forced to be somewhere in essence due to contractual reasons and language and that are done by lawyers and general managers, that's a tough thing, dude, to make someone, you know what I mean? You can't make them happy.
No, you can't make them happy, but you can ask them to be professionals. Now, I think
I hear you on that. Yes.
Now, I think when DeMar DeRozan gets to San Antonio, when this is all said and done, and, he meets his new talented teammates and his legendary head coach and lives in that beautiful city. Now, maybe he's still a little perturbed about the tougher Western Conference opposition, but I think DeMar's hard feeling it can go away fairly quickly. Now, Leonard's another story, but I still think when push comes to shove, he's going to show up. And
Leonard, you're talking about Leonard now here.
Yeah, now we're on to Kawhi. I think eventually he's healthy. He's got to play. He knows that there's contract money out in the in the future still for him.
Let me interrupt you. He also knows, Kawhi, I don't want to forget my train of thought. He also knows, to your point, Andrew, Kawhi, that he's been punked out. He's been embarrassed by his coach and his team in San Antonio all season. Fans feeling like he's soft because they've been more or less the narrative out of San Antonio from Popovich down has been, look, we, you know, he should be ready to go. He's not ready. Got to ask his people. Our doctor says he's ready. I'm paraphrasing heavily here. You know what I mean? So I think that Kawhi, to your point, dude, he wants to prove a point that, hey, I'm still the guy you think I am. That's an athlete's mind. They're competitive, ultra high competitive guys. So he wants to prove that.
Well, and honestly, too, you know, if he's upset about Toronto, too bad. I mean, you didn't want to be in San Antonio anymore. And for whatever reason, things couldn't get worked out between you and them. So you're out. You're getting moved out. You're getting traded. You can't go to just anywhere. You've hamstrung the process at times by saying, I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. So teams aren't gonna buy in and give the Spurs all of these assets to get you when you're most likely only going to be there for a year. So you've hurt yourself on that front as well. At some point, you got to just shut up and go play. And that's where he's at now. He's got, you know, he didn't want to be a Spur anymore. So now he's going to be a Raptor. Just deal with it. Do your job.
I agree. There's not much he can do with that. But the one thing I want to tell you, though, and you're right about the do your job and be professional. And I do think he would do that. But, you know, some might look at guys like this like, ah, you're a prima donna, dude. And you're kind of implying that. And I get it. Like, come on, Kawhi. Dude, what do you want? Everything
here? It's possible he is. Because we still, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions about all of these things that went down. So who knows exactly who gets most of the blame in this?
But you know where that prima donna feel comes from, my friend? It's that when a guy knows that he's the guy in that spot, he's the star, he's the draw, that means he draws people to spend money at said arena in San Antonio or wherever the Spurs are playing. If he's playing, he's the guy. He's the hood ornament. So that builds not just an ego, but you realize you're the franchise, in quotations, the franchise guy. And I'm telling you, AB, when you know that someone is sitting home and they get home from working hard on a 9-to-5 job, or maybe they were a blue-collar guy or a blue-collar girl, or they were a white-collar person that's busting their ass, and they're saving their money, and they come home, and their kids want to go see the Spurs play in town because they're from, whatever, San Antonio or somewhere near there in Texas. And now you got to buy 4 tickets for your 2 kids, for yourself, and for your wife, or for your husband, for your family. That's expensive. When you know that people are going to spend that money, AB, and they're going to spend that money to come see you ball, to come see you play because you're the guy, and your merch is the highest-selling merchandise and all that kind of good stuff, that doesn't just build an ego, it builds definitely an entitledness to you. And I understand it from the wrestling business. I've kind of had some of that feel years ago. I get that. There's some credibility to that. You don't want to be an egomaniac. I know that. You don't want to be, you know, but Kawhi Leonard is, he's a draw. And that's why he kind of wants to pick and choose where he goes.
Right. And I don't necessarily, you know, he's allowed to be unhappy in San Antonio if they wronged him by the way they handled the injury issues.
I feel like they really wronged him badly. So they shamed him.
So then, you know, then he can definitely be upset and definitely want out. But well, again, you can't, he doesn't have complete control.
No,
there's
of
only
course.
So
no,
much
no, no,
he
I
can
know.
Do.
Yeah.
And now it's time to just get back to business, get himself healthy, get back on the court, go back to being probably the third best player in the NBA. And then cash in somewhere else next summer.
All right, so let me read this DeMar DeRozan thing better now, more succinctly from his Instagram story, because I was trying to read it while it's up there live Jones, which is not an easy thing on the live radio because the thing flies by. So thanks to our producer Mikey B, he got some screenshots. He's the man. So here it is. This is from DeMar DeRozan's social media Instagram story. It says, "Told one thing, and the outcome another. Can't trust them." EM, can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing.
Wow.
And then he goes on, and the last page of it says, soon you'll understand. And then it says, well, the last thing says, not I'm out. It says, don't disturb. Which that part was kind of stupid. So
really, I actually laughed at that part.
Did you really? I thought that was kind of silly.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody put up the do not disturb sign on their Twitter or their Instagram account before. That's why I
start
liked
using
it.
That. Don't disturb. That might be my new thing. Don't disturb, Moose. You're not Moose, but you're AB. But like Moose comes, I like to come up with little things and like aggravate him. I love aggravating him. I digress. So this is huge. This will I feel bad for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking this right now. It was a hell. We're going to get to it in a little while, but the All-Star game, I really enjoyed it. But my point is I feel bad because literally overnight, they got upstaged by the NBA again. Or, you know, it's either it's the NFL, it's some other mainstream sport. Usually that outdoes Major League Baseball. They are like the redheaded stepchild. No disrespect to redheads or stepkids.
And who?
Andor. I should have did the Andor. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, man, I think that everybody would have came out on TV and the radio early this morning talking about, oh, what an all-star game. Oh, my God, the American League won. All this stuff. What a game. It was fun, yada, yada. Instead, we're talking about top players, you know, switching teams here.
Yeah, or even, you know, home run derby was great. The game last night, you know, had its issues, but at least was dramatic. Extra innings. You had the Machado trade.
I think we're going to do this in a little while because I think we want to stick to this NBA topic.
Right. So no, I'm following up your point. Like, great things.
I was being sarcastic.
Even Machado, and then you get a dummy Brewer reliever saying stupid stuff, and then you've got this, and no one's talking about just fun baseball stuff.
I know.
Baseball's plight.
I know. I feel like baseball can't. It's just, I'm not, and I'm a baseball fan just like you are, dude.
Godspeed.
I just feel Manfred. Like the Spurs and Raptors, this trade talks, it just took on a life of its own overnight, and it's kind of upcut to baseball and upstaged them, I should say. So it's interesting. We'll see what happens here. I mean, this is this stuff with DeRozan to San Antonio, potentially, and Kawhi to Toronto, potentially. It's big, and it's riveting stuff, and I'm sure we'll talk about it. And if you want to call the show here and discuss it, feel free, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. We want to hear from you. Raptors, Spurs, rumors, All-Star game, lot to cover here. Taz and the Moose with AB filling in as a co-host. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So we got a lot going on here. We're going to get a little deeper in a little bit here in this Kawhi, DeMar DeRozan, the stuff that happened overnight, where potential trade happening with the Raptors and the San Antonio Spurs. We got a lot to cover on the All-Star game. We didn't even get into that. We got Brad Heller here, our esteemed sports update man.
The
Brad
best in the business.
God. Give me that guys, news, you don't have to stand. You don't have to stand and applaud, boy.
Brad, oh Lord,
making me blush.
Thank God you're here.
Boy. Last time I the saw him, he was on a run at jury duty for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like.
A ton of emails on that. That's a whole other backstory on that. But anyway, I digress. Good to see you, my friend.
Good morning, guys. Good to be here. This report is brought to you by Geico. Great news is a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The breaking NBA news in the last few hours you guys have been talking about. Pump multiple reports say the Spurs are close to a trade with the Raptors. Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan. Leonard wants out of San Antonio, but reportedly doesn't want to go to Toronto. He can be a free agent next summer. Well, the American League making it 6 straight wins over the National League in the Midsummer Classic.
Here's Springer into right center field at the wall. That is gone. 7-5 AL. And a couple of Houston Astros go back-to-back in the 10th.
Joe Buck on Fox, first Alex Bregman, and then George Springer. 2 of a record 10 All-Star game home runs. The AL held off the NL in Washington 8-6. Bregman's tie-breaking shot earning him MVP honors. Springer says his Astros teammate doesn't shy away from the big moments.
Yeah, that's just pretty much standard Bregs. You know, he loves stuff like this. He thrives in it. You know, he seems to step up even more. So I'm happy for him.
You notice that Bregs, like Bregs? Breg Bregman. You know, baseball players they force nicknames. I've noticed this over the years. It irks me, I should say. They force nicknames. They just take your last name, like you're Brad Heller. So, like, you know, if you were a baseball player, they call you Hell. Well, Hell, he's just Hell. Brad Heller. Heller. You get it?
It wasn't Joe Girardi with the Yankees who just basically tacked on a Y to everybody's name. Gardy and
Good
Judgy.
Point.
And
Good point. Yeah, they do that. They force. You're right. You're right, Brad. This is why I like to engage with you. But see,
he brings it. Brad's good at his job.
He's very good. He's an engaging man. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, they force nicknames. AB, am I wrong or right on this?
Chappy.
Yeah. No, it's men.
They're just men. They just throw in any little, just cut off a name. You know, it's always, it's never, it can never just be, all right, Springer. Oh, he's spring.
He's spring.
The springster. Springing.
Yeah. Men.
Spring. Like, what, you know.
I mean, I don't know about you, Taz, but my wife and I spent days figuring out what we're going to name our kids.
Just for the nicknames?
And all we did was basically set the table for his nickname at some point.
All right. You want to share the name or you rather keep it private?
Well, he's 4 years old. His name has been out there more than once. Jake Bogish. We own JB. Jakey, oh. Bogues, it's all out there.
Bogues
it's
very
gonna be whatever it is.
Listen,
you know?
If you call him Bogues, is very MLB. If he's Bogues,
right.
He's got to go play pro baseball. I'm just telling you that right now.
Fine by me.
That's very. Nah, I don't. Hopefully, genetically, he has that ability.
Probably not.
Looking at Daddy here, I'm not sure, but I digress. Okay, continue, Brad. As AB's flexing, that's very awkward, right
yes,
there.
Yes, the Adonis that he is. Back to you.
Before the Astros heroics.
Hold on, let me apologize to AB. I apologize.
Sometimes
I can be a little douche.
Cool.
I don't mean it like that. It just means my jocularity form. You know
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
People, you know my
truthful.
Sense of humor. No, it's not. I just, it's kind of, was that mean, Brad, that I said that to him?
No.
Thanks, Brad.
Maybe.
Okay.
Pete, was it mean?
Pete's the authority.
Oh, he's got very limited time here. What's that, Pete?
No, it wasn't.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Brad, continue.
All right, well, before the Astros' heroics in the 10th, Scooter Jeanette of the Reds tied the game with a two-run homer in the 9th. Josh Hader of the Brewers served up a three-run homer to Gene Segura in the 8th. Soon after that, a bunch of racist and anti-gay tweets that Hader sent out in high school resurfaced. He addressed it post-game, saying he was deeply sorry.
Being 17 years old, you know, you make stupid decisions and mistakes.
Well, the latest on Manny Machado, the Orioles reportedly on the verge of trading him to the Dodgers for a bunch of prospects. From the NFL, the Rams giving wideout Brandon Cooks a contract extension before he even plays a down for them. 5 years and a reported $80 million. The NFL reinstating Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory on a conditional basis after multiple violations of the substance abuse policy. He still can't practice or play in games yet, has not been cleared to do that. The Cardinals suspending GM Steve Keim for 5 weeks. He also fined him $200,000 after he pleaded guilty to extreme DUI. And Cardinals tight end Ricky Seals-Jones was arrested on 3 charges on Saturday after a scuffle ensued outside a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel. Guys?
All right, much appreciated there, Brad.
Great job, Brad.
Yes, absolutely.
Can't wait for 7:20-ish Eastern.
Tremendous.
Do I get a standing ovation on the way out also?
No, you could just leave, sir. Okay. Thank you for joining me.
Just double checking. That's how it worked in jury duty. Just wanted
to. That's how you get a boo pop now. That's what happens when you overstay your welcome. Brad, we'll see you down the road.
Got to know your limits, Brad. Got to know your limits.
On the show here, just annoyed me.
I'm learning.
Guys getting cocky. So anyway, give Brad a little rope, and next thing you know, he's a Cowboy. So, but anyways, so the All-Star game, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed this, AB. I really enjoyed the game. I went into this game, and I thought it was going to stink. I kind of ripped it, I think, yesterday on the air. I wasn't looking forward to it. You know, I've watched a lot of the All-Star games over the years. The Midsummer Classic, I got it. I understand. This really was a Midsummer Classic. I was proud to be an American.
Really?
I really was. This made me feel, it was very Americana.
Hand over your heart.
This really was a very Americana. The way that the pregame was, honoring our country, the heroes of our country, and the Medal of Honor recipients of our military, our proud military, I should say, of past, was very classy. By Fox and by the folks there who run the Washington National Stadium. The whole thing just felt, before, it just felt like very Americana to me. You didn't feel that?
Well, I did not see the pregame ceremony, so maybe that changed the tenor of the night for me.
Yeah.
But the game was good.
It set the tone.
Yeah, I wish the game didn't fall perfectly in line with some of the issues we had to deal with during the regular season of, you know, either a home run or a strikeout, basically. I mean,
oh, there's 10 home runs and 25 strikeouts.
Yeah, and almost nothing else. And
don't
14?
Well, no, this was a great game. Don't stop.
It was a dramatic game tying pinch hit homer from your boy Scooter Jeanette, and then Breggs and Springs back to back pitches homering
spring.
In the top of the 10th. I assume Ross Stripling threw them pitches to hit for a home run because nobody wanted to play an 11th inning in Washington last night.
Yeah,
and thankfully for them, they hit those balls out. Yeah, the drama was there. The fun was there. I just, again, there are times.
What are you looking for? You want some more
a couple of
field position players to make plays?
A couple of singles here
Joey
and there.
Joey Votto not to make a big error. That was a big problem.
There,
that kind of
there is that, leading the Gene Segura's 3-run homer.
But you're an all-star. You're making errors.
I want a little more variation in the offense. A couple of singles. A stolen base here and there. Going first to third. Scoring from first on a double. Those things are exciting.
A little small ball, actually. You want a little small ball, maybe? A little Texas League.
I'll take some medium-sized baseball.
Medium-sized.
I don't need bunting, moving the runners along. But, a couple balls in the gap. We run some bases. Home runs are good,
Altuve hit a ball in the gap.
Form
didn't
of offense.
From the Astros,
it's a little annoying sometimes.
Little man Altuve didn't hit a gap.
Did he?
I think he did.
I'm sure he did.
AB, I think he might have. Not UAB, at bat. Listen, I enjoyed this game very much. I was trying to stay awake. I had to catch the last couple of innings via the internets because I get up very early for work, obviously. So I was pissed that I couldn't stay awake. I tried to. I just conked out. But I watched the bulk of it live and then watched the rest this morning. But I don't know, man. I really enjoyed it a lot. I like what Major League Baseball did and what Fox did by miking up some of the guys in the field. Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Kemp in the outfield. I really enjoyed that. I think that's something. I know they can't and won't. Players won't. They'll refuse, or teams will refuse to do it during the regular games because you got to be very focused and not going to want to be talking to a play-by-play guy while they're playing center field in a regular season game. You know what I mean? So, but this is the All-Star game. It's a good feel. I enjoyed it. I love the production of it. I got to tip my cap to Fox. Joe Buck. Okay, I've ripped Joe Buck a lot. I think he's very entitled at times. He's very Joe Buck. He's about Joe Buck. That's Joe Buck. But I have to say, I thought he did a good job yesterday. He seemed a little humble. He doesn't usually do humble well. but I thought yesterday he came off. I enjoyed listening to him a little bit. And I thought he did a good job interacting, AB, with the players that were mic'd up. He was basically begging Kemp after the three outs to keep his lav on, his mic, to keep it on while he was at bat because he was leading off. He's like, yo, I'm not doing it. I got to stay focused. This is why he's running off the field.
Right.
I got to stay focused. This kid's throwing 99. And sure enough, he struck out looking, I think. I think he struck out or struck out looking. He was swinging or looking. Whatever it was, Kemp went down. I love the fact that they mic'd the guys up. I did. And this is a baseball, TV production, trying to do some different things. I like that part a lot.
Yeah, and did a good job covering the Machado story. I mean, basically handling it as if it had happened, the trade to the Dodgers. And Kemp wouldn't answer a question. It was like, what do you say?
No, he's still like, he goes, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And then Machado in the dugout with Rosenthal, so they did a good job there. And yeah, listen, it could have been much, 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 much worse. I'm the way baseball is going now at times, this all or nothing approach at the moment is weighing on me. It didn't originally. I was slow to being frustrated by it. It's getting progressively more annoying. Might be the Mets' fault. I don't know. I don't want to point fingers, but it might be them being more nothing than all in their offensive approach. But, yeah, I just, again, last night, 14 runs, 13 of them by homers. The only one was the sacrifice fly in the 10th inning that made it 8-5 American League. So I could use a little more diversity, more production, a little more base-to-base action Jones. But otherwise, I'm good.
We don't know if these bats are juiced or if balls got a special type of electronical Bluetooth spring in them, which is nothing. I just made that up, but it sounds cool on radio.
But it's possible.
Yes, but like a Bluetooth spring, when the ball gets hit, bang, it just goes flying. I don't know, dude. I mean, bats might have been maybe they were using, composite aluminum bats with, wood paint over it, because these balls are flying.
Along these lines, did you see that there's Derbygate? There are people who are upset about the way the home run derby.
I call it the dinger derby. You mean the home run derby.
Yeah, but that there's dinger derby gate now because there's an internet movement that Bryce Harper cheated on Monday night. Well, I'm sure you've noticed this, the astute viewer that you are of sporting events.
I'm a stud.
But the home run derby rules are the next pitch can't be thrown until the previous ball hits the ground. So at times,
that's why these guys start. That's why these guys hit these big home runs. They go yard and the ball's super high in the air. It's like there's too much time before the ball drops.
Right. And you can sometimes see the umpire putting his hand up to tell the pitcher, "Don't throw yet."
Wait, wait, wait.
The last four Bryce Harper homers, they didn't wait. He just kept pitching. Our boy Ron with the arms and the beard, no one's going to stop him. He does what he does.
I just throw.
But the last four homers of that round to get even, to get the extra 30 seconds to win there, those last four homers have been called into question by a growing number of internet conspiracy theorists.
I did not hear that. And frankly, as I wear my emotions on my sleeve, I did not notice that. That happened with Bryce Harper. I did not notice that.
Yeah.
I'm slipping. I'll get back on track.
Listen, you can't be perfect, Taz. You can't be Brad. Brad Heller, I'm sure, noticed it right away because he's Brad.
Who?
Brad
Heller. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the update guy.
The update guy.
Your update guy.
I'm sure he noticed it because he's him. He's him. He's he.
Well said.
But the question is, who gives a you-know-what about how the home run derby went down? I mean, there's no chance we're wasting any real energy figuring this out. We're all moving on.
Well, I don't know. I think if you're Schwarber,
if you're Max Schwarber,
you're probably not too happy. You're Max Schwarber. That's Kyle's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long story. If you caught yesterday's show, you get
the shot that
Amy just took at me. Yeah. That's right. It's free every day on Apple Podcasts and Radio.com. All right. We're going to hit the break right now. Call the show if you want to talk about the All-Star Game, 855-212-4227, or all the hoops news in the NBA with the Raptors and the Spurs. Also, Manny Machado rumors. Those rumors are up next right here. Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, we're talking a lot of sports here. Talking about the little stuff with Kawhi and DeRozan and the Raptors and Spurs. This and that, remember, All-Star Game. Who doesn't want to go play? Where? Kawhi don't want to go to Toronto. And DeRozan don't want to go to San Antonio. And what's going to happen? Yada, yada, yada. And meanwhile, we're on the cusp of the worst kept secret in baseball of Manny Machado, potentially by any day now, going to the Los Angeles Dodgers and being ousted of the Baltimore Orioles.
Must be nice to be the Dodgers and their fans, right?
I mean, the rich get richer and richer.
All this money.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Every deadline they do something. All of a sudden now we went from, maybe it's the Brewers. Oh, it's really close to being the Phillies. Nope. It's the Dodgers.
The Yankees were in the mix, and that we knew that wasn't going to happen.
And now it's all said and done, basically. Maybe as soon as today this goes down officially, and he goes, they lose Corey Seager. They slide Chris Taylor over to begin with at shortstop. He's having a good year, not what he did a year ago. So they think more and more about it. They include this prized Cuban outfielder who's having a great year at AA, use Neil Diaz. And now, boom, they put Manny Machado in at shortstop. And all of a sudden, they now have too many good players to deal with. From Turner, Machado, Taylor, Bellinger, crowded outfield.
Loaded, bro.
So all of a sudden, now Dave Roberts has too many guys for his eight lineup spots, and that's just terrible news for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NL West, and then you leave that, and the Cubs, and the Brewers, and the Phillies, and the Braves, nobody gets Machado except the Dodgers.
And
there they go.
And it shows the Dodgers want to win now, this year. They're looking to win right now. They're sitting at 53-43. A lot of reasons to love the Dodgers. Manny Machado goes there, which is going to happen. It's basically, it kind of sounds like it's just about a done deal. That's what it kind of seems and sounds like. I mean, because that's been the whole tone of you here on TV, radio, wherever, watching the All-Star game last night. You know, and I'll tell you what, I think that Machado is going to be a big star with the Dodgers once this happens. I do. I think he's going to be, not just because he's a great player, I think he's going to fit in right there in that roster real well. I just think that it's going to be, I think the fan base there, out there in Los Angeles, I think will embrace Manny Machado. It's great. I got to tell you, that Dodger Stadium, you and I were talking during the break, AB. That I've been to several stadiums, baseball stadiums in the United States in my travels as a wrestler. I used to go to a lot of different games. And I've been to a lot of different parks across our great country. And I've been to L.A. a bunch. I wrestled there a whole bunch, right, in California, especially in Los Angeles, Anaheim area and all that jazz, Southern California. I'd never been to Dodger Stadium. And that I have a regret because that is a stadium I'd love to go sit, eat 5-6 hot dogs, pound a few beers, smoke some cigars, pack a lip, and watch the game. You know?
And just sit back in your new jersey and yell out the name of your favorite player over and over again.
Yeah.
They have the Dodger dogs.
It doesn't work. You're trying
Randy
to signal.
Machado.
Okay, it does work.
They're delicious.
He just reacts to anyone, Pete. The Dodger dogs are, is that a regular hot dog?
Yeah, it's the hot dog at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
It's the Dodger dog. Delicious.
And no special toppings. It's a Dodger dog.
How long of a marketing meeting was that? Well, look, hey, Becky. We need to get an identity for our Frankfurters. Well, I'm a Dodger dog. Got it. Let's do it. So you don't put nothing on it. It's supposed to be that awesome, man. You don't need to put onions and you don't need to put ketchup and mustard and nothing. Sauerkraut. Eat it straight up. Mike, you been there to Dodger Stadium?
I have. Yeah, it's been a while now, but I have been to Dodger
there?
Stadium. Probably that was about 18 years ago now. But yeah, I love the stadium. Beautiful ballpark, and the Dodger dog was delicious.
It's not in the city. It's kind of outside Los Angeles, right? It's kind of in the suburbs, I believe, right?
Yeah, Chavez Ravine. You go down there. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, no, I've never been there. I've been in that area. It's a beautiful part of California. I should say Southern California is a beautiful part of California in general. Anaheim. I've been to San Diego. I've seen the Padres play there at home several times. I've been there. I've never been to Dodger Stadium.
Well, now's the time to go.
I just talked to Moose. Maybe we should do a live remote. Just do a couple of games. 3 a.m. over there. Right, because that's 3 a.m. We'd go live 3 a.m. Yeah. There's an parking lot there.
Dodger Stadium or Petco Park for the remote?
Oh, Dodger Stadium. Okay. Yeah. No disrespect to the Padres.
Trying to realize who I have to email.
Right. Wouldn't you need to talk to Taz about remotes? Moose is all for doing the show on the road. You're the
I'm
one
Taz.
That wants to go nowhere.
I
right.
am Taz.
Right. Taz need to talk to Taz about
Taz.
Remotes.
Yeah.
You're the
I
one
am Taz.
I know. Pooing Super Bowl Radio Row and the Final Four. And
well, I don't go anywhere.
Camp.
That's
right.
One of my bit.
So you ain't going to Dodger Stadium for anything.
Yeah, I don't.
Liar.
I don't. It sounds good on radio. I want the fans to feel, wow, Taz really is.
Oh,
he wants to
see
do a lot
Taz
of
in person.
Cheapo. I don't want to go spend the money and I got to get on there.
Mikey B look like at 3 a.m. in L.A.?
How's the company with expense reports? If I start expensing cigars and beers at the airport, then no problem?
Oh, they're great. Go for it.
They'll love that.
Yeah, we've done it all the time. Pete and I are smoking cigars left and right. Go for it. It'll work.
Don't, on the plane, everything.
Don't listen to the help, okay?
The help.
The talent. You do what
God.
You want.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. They give it right back to you.
Oh, my
Petty
God.
Cash.
I'll
They're
figure.
The ones that get that they have like audited.
I run into Manny Machado there. Me, him, Kemp.
Manny Machado.
Sit around, have some Guinness at a pub.
We've actually done Ruth Chris before. So feel free to go
great,
there.
Great steakhouse.
Yeah, that's
really
where Pete and I went. Yeah, so feel free to expense
it
there.
Put the expense report in, no problem.
Yeah,
huh?
Not a problem.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy
well.
The spinach.
Had steaks for appetizers.
Spinach. Listen, I've been to several steakhouses. The Ruth Chris is very good. It is. I've talked about this before. I have to say, just a sidebar from talking about Manny Machado for a second and the trade to the potential trade to the Dodgers. I talked about this with Moose, I believe. Don Shula Steakhouse. It's a franchise.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
I've eaten that. The last one I had, Don Shula, was in Indianapolis. And I am telling you guys, if any of you guys out there listen to me right now, to us right now, if you live near or you're on vacation near a Don Shula Steakhouse, I've got to tell you, it's one of the best steakhouses you're going to find. They are great. Don Shula, as in the Don Shula, you know, Miami Dolphins, great head coach. So, you know, great, great steakhouse for sure. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. So Machado to the Dodgers. I mean, and it shows the Dodgers they want to win now, AB. And you know what? I respect that. If you're a Dodger fan, you're all in, man, because you're sitting pretty right now. You're looking great. You're definitely going to rock and roll into the postseason. And now you get a guy like Machado potentially here. Come on. I mean, I don't want to say it locks it up for you, in the NL West, but you're looking pretty good.
Well, the problem is they're 34-16, 35-16 over the last month and a half, where they've gone from fourth place to first in the NL West, and now they have Machado.
Yeah.
And the Diamondbacks at one point were part of like the first seven or eight teams that were really in on Manny because they could use a shortstop.
Right.
So not only do they not get him, But the team Dodgers. That they're now chasing doesn't, you know, get that's who gets him. And the Diamondbacks, at the moment, haven't gotten any better. They've got time to make their own move. Obviously, there's not another Machado out there.
Right.
But they need to do something now to answer this because they've got to play an arms race to a certain extent and try and stick here with the Dodgers and figure out a way to keep the NL West race close because L.A. has figured out whatever their issues were earlier in the season when they were floundering a little bit. And now they just got better and take nothing off their current major league roster to do so.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we were talking during the break. I don't know if you were in here or not when Mike came in and someone tweeted the show, I believe, or tweeted at the show, basically saying, you know, why does it feel, I'm paraphrasing what this gentleman said. Maybe if you get the name, we'll plug the guy's Twitter, Mike, you can get a chance. Simply at Simply Super Dave. So we appreciate it. He said, he's more or less saying, why does it feel like, you know, it was going to be that Machado going to the Dodgers is the news of the day, but now it's Kawhi / DeRozan is the news of the day. And what's the biggest story? I mean, what's the biggest story? To me, it's Kawhi potentially leaving San Antonio, going to Toronto, and DeRozan going to San Antonio. To me, that's the biggest story because it's the NBA. The NBA is just so freaking polarizing, and these guys do a great job, these great athletes do a great job on social media. Where I'm reading Instagram stories from DeMar DeRozan at 6 a.m. Eastern, basically reacting to the tweets from these insiders on the NBA. And it's like, you wouldn't get that in baseball. I don't think you'd get that these players in baseball, these major leaguers, they don't normally do that. I don't think they take the social media like that, where DeRozan basically is tweeting, like, you know what, can't trust them, ain't no loyalty in this game, sell you out quick. You know, he's basically ripping his team, the Raptors.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we've had some interesting, catty, petty MLB social media activity. The problem is with this trade.
Dude, no, hold on a second. Nowhere near the level of the NBA players. If we're gonna stereotype, dude, really, come on.
Listen, you would know better than me. I can't speak to whether or not MLB players as a whole are less active on social media. We probably just care less because it's baseball, which is the bigger issue. It's just where baseball spot is that we're not connected to what they're doing. Maybe they're doing it. We just don't see it because that's the way, you know, we're more focused on DeMar DeRozan's, and I don't know if it's a good thing. I mean, would you rather guys keep things in-house and not complain out loud, or do you like DeMar DeRozan having a little mini
I love that he had a little hissy fit. I love it. I think it's awesome, dude. You kidding me? It's great. It's great stuff, and it's great. It's just sports, man. It's just the NBA. These guys bring content. I love them. The NBA gods are great for radio hosts like yours truly. And also, I want to let you guys know, we're going to have a special guest on in the next hour, around 7:25 a.m. Eastern, Jason Lockenfour of CBS Sports, NFL Insider. So, he's out of the Baltimore area, I believe, so we'll also get his take on Manny Machado also. So that should be interesting. And we also have the freeze coming up later on. I think we're doing a 1v1 too, I believe. A little baseball feel in 1v1 with a past guy in Sammy Sosa and a current guy in the Judge. That's a 1v1. That's coming up. 855-212-4227. Taz the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.